It's Friday. It's football. You know what that means. No frozen tundra or anything like that, but it's still time for the game plan. Brought to you by Clearpoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in Bangor. Bob Lucy is here with the game plan, but before we get to that, Bob, is it okay if we let a special guest jump in?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Coach Nick Charlton is here with us with the keys to the kingdom. He's going to share with us. Coach, hello.
I appreciate it. Let me pop in. Good. I do love the NFL Films music, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I still enjoy that.
Because that's Bob's time period. He's much older than me, so he'll grow up watching the games in black and white, of course.
No question.
I can visualize Vince Lombardi with a rolled-up program and an overcoat. Pacing like a puma down the sideline.
Right, with like seven plays on it, and student body left, and like power pass.
Hank Stram encouraging them to matriculate down the field.
My favorite one is Len Dawson smoking a cigarette on the sideline. That's easily my favorite one. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a different game.
Different era.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's a big one for your Black Bears tomorrow. We know what the stakes are. We know what the Villanova can do. And we know what last year was like. Is Doker loose if we need another record-setting field goal?
Yeah, sure. We'll see. We'll see if it comes down to that. But, yeah, Kenny's ready. Kenny's from around here.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, he'll have a lot of people here. This is going to be a big game in terms of just a good college football experience as well, which I think completely gets overlooked by, like, people like me, you know, because usually you're just so involved in obviously trying to win the game. But, you know, it's their family weekend, parents' weekend here. There's a lot of people around here. A lot of our kids are from...
Well, yeah, Berg's, 15 miles away?
Yeah, we got a lot. We have a lot of our players are from this area or within 2 hours of this area. I got everybody hitting me up for tickets that has ever played here. it's exciting, and we're looking forward to it.
As you broke things down this week and got ready for it, what's the biggest challenge for you guys tomorrow?
I mean, it's different on both sides of the ball, really all three phases. I mean, again, it's a CAA opponent. It's a great team. And our big thing has been about executing and doing what we need to do and making it about ourselves, because every game is beatable. Every game we can beat the opponent and have a chance. But the reality is if we don't play well, then that's going to take care of itself. And we feel like we've put ourselves in some spots where we have done that or haven't. And I think tomorrow we can't turn the ball over. We got to tackle. That's a big part of it, especially with really, really good skill players like Villanova has. You got to be able to tackle, and we got to run the football. So that's the plan.
There you go. Did you have anything different, Bob?
No. I think
Bob, if you have any insight,
that pretty much sums it up.
I mean, you have quite this sheet always impresses me. So if you have any insight,
even the flight attendant stopped today to see what the
it's
hell
remarkable.
That was.
It actually is. It's in cursive. I mean, it is remarkable. I just want to be honest. So,
well, Nick, I know you got meetings, you got meals, but thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck tomorrow. I mean, feel free to listen into. I want to put pressure on Bob now. As he breaks it down.
Don't worry. I'm going to my little walkthrough right now, so, Bob, it's all you. It's your show,
all right? Thanks
for coming by, Nick.
Head coach Nick Charlton. All right, Bob, we heard from the coach. Now, your game plan for the Black Bears tomorrow. Well, let's start with the offense. The goal last week for Maine was to establish the run game. They did that. A terrific performance from Joe Fitzpatrick last week. The O-line did a great job opening holes. What does Maine have to do in the offense this time up?
I think they need to have balance, and they need to take what the defense gives them. It was impressive to see Joe Fitzpatrick and Emmanuel Reed in the offensive line get that ground game going last week. Maine had 152 yards rushing. Fitzpatrick had 102 yards rushing, and he averaged 6.4 yards per carry. But I think what Maine needs to do tomorrow is they need to keep the Wildcats defense off balance. They have to be unpredictable, and they have to take what the defense gives them. And that's going to be, I think, a good blend of run and pass. They don't want to be put into predictable passing situations if they try to run on first and second down and they don't get a whole lot, and now it's third and eight, and they're going to dial up the blitz package and really turn the heat up on Chris Ferguson. So I think Maine needs to be balanced, they need to be unpredictable, and they've got to get the ball to their playmakers in space. Devin Young, Ernest Edwards, Dre Miller, those guys need to get the ball where they can make plays, make people miss, and run after the catch.
We touched on it a little bit earlier. Talk, if you can, about this unusual 3-3-5 defensive alignment that we don't see anywhere else.
Well, they've got the three down linemen, Rich. and then they've got three linebackers, and then they've got five people, and oftentimes a couple of those people will come up on the line of scrimmage and look almost like an outside linebacker. But it gives them a lot of multiple looks, and, you know, they'll bring people up the line of scrimmage and get you thinking they're going to come off the corner, and then they'll bail at the last minute. They'll twist stunt, you know, with some of those guys that are off the line of scrimmage and the defensive linemen. So I think it presents some problems that way because they have a lot of blitz combinations. Look, this has always been a defensive-minded program. They've got good athletes. They run to the ball, and they're fast, physical, and aggressive. And that's why you want to stay out of these third and long situations. It makes it really difficult when you have to pass in a predictable situation.
Talented individuals as well, and we'll keep our eyes tomorrow on number 92, Malik Fisher, who's done a great job in the early season getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, he has, Rich, and you know, he's a guy that can really attack on the snap, and he's a big guy, you know, 6'4", 255 pounds, 4.5 tackles for a loss this year, 4.5 sacks. And over his career, he's got 17 tackles for a loss, 12.5 sacks. So he's a good player, and he's a guy you're going to have to deal with. You know, they've always got big, fast, and athletic down linemen in that 3-3-5 scheme. Those three down linemen are always quick, aggressive, and they can really get pressure on the pocket.
Good linebacker core, too. Forrest Ryan, the junior from Waynesboro, has put up some really good numbers so far. 31 tackles, 3 for a loss, and a sack through the first 4 games of the season.
Yeah, he's a playmaker. He's got a great nose for the football. And like a lot of their players, Rich, he's very aggressive. And he tackles well in space. And he's been a big playmaker for him this year.
But speaking of big play guys, Jaquan Amos, number 6, we know what he can do.
Well, he's got 4 defensive touchdowns over his career, Rich. He's already got 2 interceptions this year, 23 tackles. He's a guy that can take it to the house when he gets his hands on the football.
Bob Lucy with us on the game plan. We're live from Philadelphia, where Maine takes on Villanova tomorrow afternoon. Last week, defensively, Maine wanted to be more aggressive, get after the quarterback, stop the run. And they did that for the most part, certainly in the first half, gave up some yards in the second half when they had a comfortable lead. But the name of the game last week was getting back that aggressive nature, and it led to some numbers that we hadn't seen from Maine football in a number of years.
Well, you're right, Rich. Maine attacked on the snap. It was swarm-level play. It was aggressive play, like we've seen in the past. 8 sacks, the most since 2012, 14 tackles for a loss, the most since 2006 at Towson when they had 15.5. I liked the way they came after the quarterback in the pocket, and I thought for the most part they really got a lot of good penetration right on the snap and really, I think, disrupted the flow of their offense. I think Maine is going to have to, as Coach Charlton said, they're going to have to tackle well against this Villanova team. Their calling card is still the run. This year they're averaging 256 yards rushing per game, best in the CAA. Justin Covington has got 556 yards rushing.
Yeah, and 9 yards per carry this season.
Unbelievable. He leads FCS football with a 556 yards rushing. And they've got a quarterback in Daniel Smith that's a dual-threat guy. He can run 7 carries for 70 yards, average 10 yards per carry at Towson last week. So I think Maine is going to have to tackle well, Rich. They've got to get those negative yardage plays. And I think Maine always plays best when they're just out there having fun on defense, swarming to the football, usually mixing up their coverages, but a lot of man-to-man, and just coming after, trying to dictate to the offense and disrupt the rhythm of the offense. And that's what they need to do to be successful tomorrow.
Injuries to the linebacker corps, as we know. Last week, Miles Taylor stepped up and had a good game. The redshirt freshman from New Rochelle, now 18 tackles on the season, couple for a loss, a pass breakup. But the guy who really opened some eyes last week was a player that we were impressed with in preseason, the transfer from Fordham, Max Roberts.
Yeah, he played exceptionally well, Rich. He had 2.5 sacks, 3 tackles. He's a guy that played 3 seasons at Fordham. You know, he started as a freshman there. He put up some good negative yardage stats. You know, he had 13.5 tackles for a loss, 6.5 sacks over the 20 games he played there. He's an aggressive player. We saw that in preseason. We saw that against Colgate. I would think that he's going to see a lot of action on third down situations where they want to get pressure on that pocket. And he's got the skill set and the aggressiveness to make plays coming off the edge.
One of the big differences for this team, because you remember it was a disappointing season for Villanova last year. They went 2-6 in the CAA, although that might be misleading because a lot of those conference losses were close games.
Yeah, they lost 4 conference games by 10 points or less last season. So they were in every game, including that Maine game, where Maine beat them on the last second field goal, 16-13. They had a lot of injuries, Rich, but one of the things that they struggled with last year was offense. Mm. They didn't have a balanced offense. The quarterback passing game wasn't real good, and they didn't generate a lot of points. And the transfer from Campbell, Daniel Smith, has been really something to watch over the first 4 games or so for them. He's put up some great numbers, 765 yards passing, 13 touchdown passes, second most in the FCS, only 3 interceptions, and he's a runner. He's a dual-threat guy like Flacco, as we mentioned, 21 rushes for 142 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's averaging 6.8 yards per carry. He's accounted for 17 touchdowns. That's the most in FCS football at this point in the season.
And a new coordinator as well for head coach Mark Ferrante, a familiar face to Villanova fans, has really made a difference.
Yeah, the California cannon, Chris Bowden, the all-time passing leader at Villanova with 10,146 yards and 99 touchdown passes. He played at Villanova from 1996 to 1999. That's why we remember him as the California Cannon, because he was from California and had a great arm. But, yeah, he, I think, has done some really good things, opening up their offense. Their run game is much different, but it's been very successful. They've got some skilled receivers, and, you know, they're passing the ball well. You look at the stats last week against Towson, 295 yards rushing, 279 yards passing. So they're very balanced.
Do you think they'll kick the ball off and give Ernest Edwards a chance to return it?
I think they'll try to kick the ball into the end zone and out of the end zone so Ernest Edwards does not get his hands on it.
Edwards, of course, with a remarkable week, 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns, a pass reception for a touchdown. He was the CAA Special Teams Player of the Week and the FCS Football National Special Teams Player of the Week, and he's closing in on a national FCS record.
Yeah, I think the record right now for kickoff returns in a career is 7, and he's got 6 already. And, you know, with all the games Maine's got left on their schedule, I think he's got a good shot at that one. He's just so difficult, Rich, when he's able to size up the situation like he can on a kickoff return. If you watch him, typically he's letting the blocking develop in front of him. He's slowly anticipating where he's going to go and where the blocks are going to be. And then all of a sudden, he'll kind of slowly work himself up into that wedge and then disappear.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a game tomorrow, Maine and Villanova. And as we said earlier, for the Black Bears, this kind of determines the direction their season goes. If you win tomorrow, you're right back in the thick of things. You're 1-1 in conference play, and you're very much in the mix for the conference championship yet again. If the Black Bears were to lose tomorrow and start 0-2 in the CAA and pick up their 3rd loss of the year, that really puts you in a situation where, just to make the playoffs, you probably have to win 6 of your last 7 games to have a chance at postseason.
Well, I think Maine's going to play very well tomorrow. I really do. As Nick said, they've got all kinds of players that live close to here. There's going to be a lot of family and friends there. And Maine has an opportunity to take down a top team. They didn't succeed in doing that against Towson, but they've got that opportunity tomorrow, Rich, and this could put them right back to where they want to be. Everything that they've dreamed of is still ahead of them, and I think they'll play very well tomorrow. I think the key is Maine has to minimize mistakes and maximize opportunities, scoring opportunities. When they get down to the 30-yard line or in, they've got to put touchdowns on the board, not field goals. And they've got to force some turnovers. Maine's only forced 1 turnover so far this year. This is a team that forced 31 turnovers last year and 18 interceptions. They don't have an interception this year. So I think they've got to force some turnovers. They've got to minimize their mistakes and, again, take advantage of those opportunities when they're in scoring position or they have good field position to get themselves into the red zone. They've got to cash in.
All right, it's a 3:30 kickoff tomorrow afternoon as Villanova plays host to the Maine Black Bears. Bob Lucy and the game plan with special guest Nick Charlton, brought to you every week on Downtown by our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com.